Now open. Representative Berger is away on official House business, and it's my privilege to serve as chair this morning. We're going to open public hearing and work session on House Bill 3329. And Kara, would you please describe this bill for us?
I would be happy to, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You'll recall this bill was about the registered nurse first assistants and their inability to collect their fee when assisting a surgeon in surgery. And it was the problem that they were having was they weren't able to collect the full fee that they were billing for, and they were looking for an avenue to add into statute that they would be recognized by insurance companies. Before you today are -3 amendments. You'll also recall that during the hearing, the Oregon Board of Nursing testified that while they would do what you asked them to, because they served at the pleasure of the legislature and the governor, this would be a departure from their usual process, and they were looking for a way that they could assist in making this happen, but not having to go into a situation where they would be certifying one particular type of RN over others when they don't do that today. It was Representative Buckley worked with us in a work group along with Martin Taylor, who represents the RN First Assistance. Martin is here today, and the Oregon Board of Nursing. And we came up with a solution of the -3 amendments. This has been through Legislative Council and through the Assistant AG who represents the nurses. And what it does instead is it causes group health insurance policies that provide coverage for hospital, medical, and surgical expenses to provide for reimbursement of professional services who are registered and certified as RN first assistants by a national organization. Then the Board of Nursing will, through rule, identify and recognize the national organization of the RN first assistants, and therefore we have our fix, I believe, and everybody is happy with this. Martin Taylor is here today. If you'd like to come forward, ask him to come forward to speak to his concurrence with the -3 amendments, and if there are any other questions, I'd be happy to respond to them for you.
Does everyone understand the -3 amendments?
Pretty simplistic.
Okay. Mr. Buckley.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3329 be amended with the -3 amendments.
Mr. Buckley has moved that -1 amendments be moved to House Bill 3329. Is there any discussion?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, those are -3 amendments.
I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says -3. Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Are there any objections? Discussions? If not, so moved. Mr. Buckley.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3329 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Mr. Buckley has moved House Bill 3329 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Mr. Buckley, would you please carry House Bill 3329?
I would be honored to do so, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. With that, the public hearing and work session on House Bill 3329 is closed. We are not going to be hearing 2348 today. Is that correct, Kara?
If I can just tell you quickly what's happening. Chair Berger, several days ago, wrote to the Speaker seeking permission to send this bill to Elections and Rules where it could be dealt with in tandem with its partner bill that we heard about during our hearing that we had with Representative Lim. You'll remember that House Joint Resolution 7 is the partner to House Bill 2348. We do need the Speaker's permission to consider sending it to another committee, and unfortunately, as of 8:30 this morning, I had not received permission to do that activity. So we don't have permission to do it, unfortunately, is all I can tell you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, John.
Neither did we.
Everyone understand?
Yeah.
Okay, members, I want to remind you that our meeting Thursday is canceled. Our staff and Legislative Council are still working on amendments to the fingerprinting bill scheduled for that day.
Before you do that, Mr. Chair, if I may be so bold as to suggest that since Representative Cameron has joined us, to allow him to vote on the last bill.
Very good.
And I'm looking quickly to do that.
Mr. Chair, may I request that rules be suspended and Representative Cameron vote on
3329. I don't have my glasses.
Yes, 3329. You got some.
The request is to suspend the rules and reopen the public hearing so Mr. Cameron may vote.
Open the work session.
Open the work session. Any objections? So moved. Mr. Cameron, we have a motion by Representative Buckley to accept -3 amendments to 3329. How do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Mr. Cameron, we have a motion by Mr. Buckley to move House Bill 3329 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. How do you vote?
I vote aye.
Mr. Buckley will carry the House Bill 3329 to the floor.
Thank you.
The work session is closed on 3329. Remember, no meeting Thursday. They're still working. Staff is still working on information that we need. Seeing no other business. The committee today, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.